morning. It's Wednesday, which is November 28th. Driving to work around 8 a.m. And I work at Vanderbilt University. I work in development and fundraising. Specifically, I do what is called development research and prospect development. It is a equally abstract and also linear bit of daily looking at lists of people and also trends and ideas in higher education and the world at large, and also Vanderbilt's culture and its base, and it's the city of Nashville, but it's the region, and I'm going to meetings with frontline fundraisers who are flying to different major U.S. cities, and I've been doing this work since May of 2001. I started at Belmont University, and I'm also a graduate of Belmont University, but I did prospect research, as it is sort of nicknamed, for Belmont, and then around 3 years later, in the spring of 2004, I was invited to apply at Vanderbilt to do the same kind of work. At Belmont, I was the only person who did this out of a group of about eight people. Excuse me. At Belmont, there was about 8 or 10 people that did fundraising, period, and they had one person doing this prospect research work. At Vanderbilt in 2004, there was like, I don't know, maybe 125 total fundraisers, and then they had a research shop of like eight or ten even. And then Vanderbilt is significantly older than Belmont and significantly more infrastructure, period. Belmont University still, I think even to this day, Belmont is still aspirational with their development efforts, which I know sounds like a slam or something. I just happen to know folks that work over there. I don't even know if I can blame Belmont, because it's like anything, you know, an older, more mature organization is going to have more resources and more planning to lean on. So anyway, without getting off on that, which is too late because I already did, I work at Vanderbilt, and I really enjoy the people I work with in particular, who are thoughtful, creative, funny, from various backgrounds and walks of life in my immediate group, and then the fundraising circle of folks at large at Vanderbilt is a cast of characters, because guess what? You don't probably go to college, or you're not a young person swinging on a swing set, gazing at the sunset, thinking, I can't wait to grow up and raise money for higher education. So what am I saying? Just that you find yourself in this line of work, and if the organization is doing good things, and I really believe in the mission of Vanderbilt University on a lot of levels, and then I'm surrounded by positive, engaged, fun people to work with, I feel lucky, and I feel good. Vanderbilt is a part of making society more connected and more, a combination of more intelligent, sure, through academic study, but it's also bringing people together as an institution, as the students that go there, And then the staff, which I'm a part of, we work there. It's a little different frequency that we're on. The faculty, same idea. They're on a different frequency. We're all also tune in to an overall Vanderbilt frequency, if you will. So it's this work of people being together and doing things together that stimulates me. And I think on a good day, I feel like I'm doing some of the connective work in my job, looking at people and places and things to satisfy objectives of the university. I'm able to work with a fair amount of autonomy. It's not a micromanagerial environment, which I'm super thankful for. I have worked in more very... It's been a little while, but maybe we've all worked in some environment, including being a kid, where you felt very meticulously watched. And this is... There's trust at Vanderbilt, which I really appreciate. And there's a sense of, we're going to believe that you're going to rise to your best self. We need for you to rise to your best self, which is a self-directed self. And I'm still learning how to be more vigilant, diligent, intelligent with resources. Much of my day is staring at screens, working in a database, generating some kind of report, whether it's a more manual report or whether it's a kind of a press a button report in a piece of software. It's never that simple, but something like that. And I'm constantly making and editing PDFs. Does anybody out there still feel like you've used Adobe Acrobat for how many decades and it's still like you're looking for this same delete page feature all the time? Okay, let's get back to that incredibly important issue. I'm pulling up to the back of the Lowe's Hotel building on West End, which is a Vanderbilt-owned property, although it's leased to the Lowe's Corporation. Half of the Lowe's building is a hotel and a bar and a restaurant, and the other half of it is office space. And I work in, well, the correct term apparently is I work in a workstation. The other name for it is I work in a cubicle, but it's a nice cubicle and I have a nice view that extends. It extends over Centennial Park. Actually, it's not really that close to Centennial Park, but I can see Centennial Park and a bit of the Parthenon. And so those are nice things. Those are nice features. And the building is nice. The Lowe's building is a nice building. And I feel lucky. So I'm pulling in. I park on the street, which means I have to search every morning for a parking place, but something kind of always happens, and I find a place to park. I don't park in the building because I gotta pay a monthly fee of like $60 to park in the building, and there's a tiny like urban like rat part of me. Maybe I should just say city mouse. That would be a little more appropriate, but I like the challenge of this midtown Nashville finding parking somewhere near my building. So I'm circling right now. I think I found a spot. And I'm headed off to my work day. So that's kind of how it goes for me. I work from 8:30 to 5 most days. And I'm going to get in and I'm going to open my Outlook email. And it's going to be mostly automated emails from a combination of in-house and also a ton of subscriber services and resources that I use, like everything from Chronicle of Philanthropy and Chronicle of Higher Education to iWave Pro Prospect Research Tool to New York Times selected articles that I've signed up to receive, articles of interest, and there'll be a surprise. There's usually a surprise. Somebody or something has emailed me, and I will feel an endorphin, hopefully of pleasure, but quite also something painful might be in my email box, so yeah.